Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. The shed that once was crowded Thank you. Greater than all my regrets. support the service. Well, anyway, let's get into the message. God promises his return. There's only one constant in this ever-changing world that is character of our Heavenly Father. The very earth itself is undergoing changes constantly. What seems the most immovable now will come one day be done away with. But God is unchanging. God is unwavering. He's completely faithful and committed to seeing through the promises he has made you. So as we look this week at the promises of God, may you ground yourself in unchanging love. May God's character become your source and refuge, your constant and unshakable foundation. The second coming of Christ will mark the end of this age with resounding and final punctuation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of a trumpet of God." So Jesus promises that he's coming back for you and me. He's returning to make his lordship known to all the earth. Upon his return, he will destroy once and for all the destructive works of the enemy. He's going to rid the earth of the damage sin has caused and bring about the final restoration of all things to himself. So Jesus' return will both be powerful and triumphant. Okay, it will be a time of sorrow for those who did not believe in him and a time of rejoicing for us, his bride. Jesus is coming back in all his glory, lovesick for those who have been brought into his fold by faith. You see, he's coming back for you because he loves you. He longs for the day when you can be with him, face to face, held back by nothing. He is overjoyed to walk in a relationship with you right now. But like you, he longs for something greater. Like a bridegroom patiently waits the marriage ceremony, he's waiting, expecting for what is to come. It is his love that is our source of hope. It is his desire for a final restoration to him that is meant to give us cause for joy here on earth. What you've known of life thus far is not all there is. What you experience of God is just a drop in the vast ocean of his loving kindness. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am also, that where I am, you may also be." Okay? He desperately wants you to be where he is. If you are a believer, he promised that you have place in this kingdom. You can have hope here that all the suffering, trials, temptations, and heartache you've experienced on earth will pass away with his return. Written within his promise to return to his promise of life lived free from all destruction sin has caused. We're meant for a relationship with our Savior, both here and in the age to come. He's made a way for us to experience him both now and forever. By his death and resurrection, your greatest joy should come from this truth. Your highest calling is meant to be drawn from his promise of relationship. All of eternity hinges on his promises to return. And he who gave up his life for you will return to lead you to the Father. So spend time in his presence today. Experience the very God who will return in all his glory. Live today in the light of his promise and experience the love and hope of your God who is faithful to bring fruition, okay, all that he has promised you. So meditate on the powerful, hope-filled truth of Christ's return. Where do you need hope today? Where do you need the truth of Jesus to return to transform your emotions? Let the truth of Christ's return sink into your heart. Allow it to heal any place in your heart that feels helpless. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, "Let us hold fast the confessions of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful." So looking toward the day of final restoration is meant to give you fuel to live in light of eternity. This life on earth is but a vapor, okay, in the scope of your eternal life. It is dust blowing in the wind. It doesn't mean today doesn't matter. What it does mean is that you know how your life will turn out. You know how the story ends. May the glorious, triumphant ending of your story produce steadfastness and hope in your heart today. Amen. Well, this brings us to the final question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So, if he does not know you, he can't do anything for you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some more music, okay? Wait a minute. Before we do that, okay, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. Because, I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So, won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Okay, well, we got, looks like we got Doug to press the one key. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good, Ken. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Hey, can I play a little clip for you?
Can you what?
Play a little sound clip for you.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's hear this.
757 first. I'm going to bring one, my 757 nom nom. And I believe I know who this is. And oh, my God, I hope it is who it is because I'm a huge fan. And when I say huge, I mean huge like my dick. Huge fan of Ashley.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God, is this Ashley?
Hi. Yes, it is Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Ashley, how are you, darling? You're on me here with Alfonso via Tony Talk.
Oh.
How are you, my darling?
I'm doing lovely and scandalous.
Oh, my God. Ashley, I don't know if I
should. Sounds like a guy to me.
Anyway, how are you, balls, darling?
I don't have balls. I have ovaries and I have boobs, but.
Hashtag.
Oh, wait.
Oh, as an O-H with an exclamation point. Varese. Oh, Varese. Oh, my God. Amazing. Oh, my God. insane energy. What are you talking about? Cringe compilation. There's nothing here to cringe.
That proves what I said.
There's something to crunch on.
Ashley's not alone.
Crunch. Go ahead, darling, Ashley. How are you? And please tell me how you go. Where did you go? Oh, my God, Ashley.
Oh, hey. Fun.
Oh, my God. Thank God you're back. Now you sound more like you. Oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Oh, let me explain. Sometimes I have a voice changer magnet on the mail.
Hello.
Okay. I'm a quick phone call with someone.
All right, Ken.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh. So I was right.
I guess so.
Oh, she had it on the mail setting. Uh-huh. All right, well, I'm not going to call you anymore or any of these other people because you're obviously all in it together and you don't give a fuck about nobody or nothing. Okay? And I know you're sick of hearing my shit anyway, so, hey, I was right. And you already knew that. You know Ashley's not a woman. Come on. So who's the godly one here, me or you?
The one telling the truth or the liar?
Huh?
We're both godly.
Ken. Okay, whatever.
I never heard that, okay? Anyway, Doug left, okay? Okay, Doug. All right. His name is Hurricane John. Oh. Okay. I always thought it was Ashley. Let's play some more music.
Thank you.
Take some callers. 111, you were on here first. Let's take you. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, it's Grover. Grover Washington.
What's up, Grover?
You got the guy on the show that uses the bad language. Why do you let him home?
Say what?
Why do you let a guy on there with bad language? A guy named Doug.
Well, I'll let everybody on.
That doesn't sound very godly.
Well, it is.
Okay, well, you hate your listeners, I understand. Have a good night.
You too. Okay. Let's bring on Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Kenny?
Hey, how you doing?
You had an idiot spreading lies about me. How do you think I feel?
I'm not letting people spread lies about you. Okay, I have no control over the chat.
You came on saying that I was a guy.
I didn't come on saying you were a guy.
I had a male. Okay.
That was dumb.
All right, this is my real voice. This is my real voice. I had a mail setting on, and when I called in Alfonso's show, I accidentally left the mail voice on. I'm not going to sit here and have some idiot who doesn't talk shit about Joshua Higgins. He keeps saying that, oh, he's not drunk, but he sounds like a drunken person. So I'm giving you this ultimatum. Stop taking Doug's calls, or I'm going to have Mr. Fontaine cut off all funding, and we're going to take direct control of your show.
Nobody can take control of my show.
Well, BBF pays for everything.
BBF didn't pay for anything. BBF is a lying
When BBF lies, it's bad. But when Doug lies, it's okay?
I have no control of what Doug says, okay? Doug, it came out of his thing, you know? I mean, I have no control over that. I can't tell Doug what to say, okay?
You can control him by banning him.
Huh?
You can control him by banning him. I have Don, Johnny, Jessica, J-Bo, who can all call in and can vouch for me. And they will tell you how much of a scumbag this guy is.
Okay, well, like I said, Ashley, I have no control over them, okay? You only know the truth, okay? And I've always been cordial to you. I've always called you by
Ashley.
Yes, you have. Okay,
and I appreciate that.
You just do so.
Hurricane John was a fake persona that I put on. Sometimes I needed to go undercover. So that's the whole reason why Nazis, he was not a real person.
Okay. Well, no problem. Like I said, I don't have a problem with you, Ashley.
That's good. But next time, if you do take Doug, tell him that he's not allowed to say anything nasty about other listeners and callers.
Okay, we'll do so.
Okay. Well, I came on to what I wanted to say. You can put me on mute.
Okay.
And afterwards.
All right. Well, God bless you, Ashley. Okay, let's take another call. 111. Okay. Another 111.
Kenneth.
Hello, you're on the air.
Kenneth, it's DC2.
What's up, DC2?
We got a little bit of a problem here. I don't know if you remember this or not, but you, me, and a couple of other people had a conversation about three nights ago. I don't know if you don't remember this because you were in a drug-induced haze or what in the hell is going on, but you've let this idiot on two nights in a row after you said you were going to say, before you took his call, not to curse on the show. And both nights he cursed on the show. So once again, you lied to me, Kenny. Can you not tell the truth about anything ever?
I don't remember what he's going to say right off the bat.
Kenny, shut up. You lie. Listen, Kenny, you know he's going to curse. You know what he's going to say. He's gonna talk trash about all of us. He's going to say we're all fake and one person's another person and Josh Higgins isn't dead. He's going to disrespect him. But you just keep bringing him on. We talked about this 3 days ago. And you act like it never even happened. Kent, how am I supposed to be friends with somebody that constantly lies all the time? How am I supposed to defend you to people when you lie all the time? I don't understand it. You're supposed to be a pastor, Ken. There's not supposed to be profanity on the show.
Well,
there didn't used to be. Is Doug more important than everybody else? Because if so, maybe Doug should host the show.
No. Well, probably Doug ain't going to be coming back anymore, so.
I highly doubt that, Kenny. He's drunk. It'll be one night. He'll be back on tomorrow night. And you'll take his call, and he'll curse, and he'll say a bunch of ignorant stuff, and then you'll say it's okay. I think you like this, man. I think you like the drama. You're like a middle-aged woman watching soap operas. I don't know what's going on, man. Kenny, what's wrong with you, brother? What's going on?
Nothing.
I mean, you do realize that you said all these things to me with three other people listening. You remember
yeah.
that, right? You do. Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
So then why did you not? All I asked was for you to come on the show and say to everyone, not just Doug, but to everyone, there will be no profanity on this show or you will be muted. And you agreed to it. And then the first day back, you let Doug on, he curses, you don't do anything about it. He besmirches Josh Higgins' memory, you don't do nothing about it. You don't do anything about anything. You just lie about everything, Kenny. You have got to stop lying. You can't be a liar and be godly.
Well, I wasn't lying.
You did lie. It's not a question. You lied. You did. You told me that's what you were going to do. You didn't do it. You haven't done it. That is a lie, period. And now you're letting people talk about Ashley. I mean, he's disrespected. These are supposedly your friends, Kenny. I don't know, man. Listen, I've been supporting your show for longer than almost anyone other than maybe Johnny. And I don't know, man. This isn't like you. This is not like you at all. I don't know what's going on. You know, Doug comes out of nowhere. This Jason guy comes out of nowhere. And you're like a different guy. I don't understand it, man. All I want is for this show to go back to being somewhat godly. Just, I mean, at the very least, cut out the profanity.
Well, I will definitely do that.
Kenny, when I say cut out the profanity, that means when somebody curses, you hang up on them. Or at the very least, mute them and not let them back on. Otherwise, your show turns into a circus, man. All right. Well, that's all I got, Kenny. I just want to make my feelings known. I'm disappointed in you. I know you don't really care. But I am very disappointed because I thought, you know, we had an agreement. I thought it was a fair agreement. I thought, you know, it would make your show better, but you just obviously don't care what I have to say. But I just wanted to get my opinion out there. So people out there that are listening to the show know that there are people that care about making the show godly. and trying to curb some of the craziness that's going on. I just want everyone listening to know that. It's not that we're not trying to help Ken or talk to Ken. Ken just doesn't listen to us. So it's Ken's show. He can do what he wants. If he doesn't want to listen, he doesn't have to. But he said he would, so we'll see what happens. Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's get another 111 caller. All right. 978, Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Doing all right. Just listening. Yeah, you know, Kenny, I'll be on your side a little bit here, and I appreciate, you know, you take people's calls and you let people talk, whatever. This Doug fella, I mean, he's always hostile, he's always, you know, angry, he's always spreading, you know, misinformation and disinformation with all of his wild, you know, theories about how everybody's one person. That's the same thing Joe Gibson does. You know, he says, well, you know, everybody's one person. It's like, okay, how is that even possible? You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of motivating.
I know what you mean. Okay. I try not to, you know, to sit there and get people on that's going to cuss, okay? But you know, I mean, like I said, I can't control. I mean, I guess I can mute people when they cuss, okay? I can do all that, okay? But like I said, I can't control what's going to come out of a person's mouth, okay? Before I even know what they're going to say.
Kenny, am I still on?
Yes, you are.
My issue isn't with what comes out of somebody's mouth. It's what you do after it comes out of their mouth. You don't do anything. You just let them on. They stay on and they keep cursing. That's my issue. Jessica believes in the Lord. Let me ask Jessica. Jessica, do you think people should just be allowed, like people like Doug should be allowed to just come on here and disrespect people and use profanity on Ken's show? Don't you find that disrespectful?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and he's warned repeatedly, and he'll do it, apologize, and do it 5 minutes later. And it's, you know, he's just kind of a drunk mess. You know what I mean? And that's what a drunk mess does. You know, they just, you know, they mess up, they apologize, and then they do it 2 seconds later.
So all I'm saying, Kenny, is you just got to take the initiative, brother. Just, you know, put them on mute. I've never said to not take his call. I've never said not to take Jason's call. I've never said to stop taking calls. I said just to make sure that they're godly calls or at the very least, you know, adult with no profanity in them. Because what if kids want to learn about the Lord and they're listening to your show and they hear all this insane nonsense being talked about? I mean,
hey, it's me, Tony F. DC, DC, you're absolutely right. The show needs to go back to being godly. It needs to go back to what it was. And, you know, the only way to do that is to stop taking callers. Because the callers make it ungodly. And Ken doesn't know how to control that. So since he can't control it to your satisfaction, and since y'all seem to pay for it,
Tony,
why does he just stop taking callers and
Tony,
have a whole godly show?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Tony,
yeah, have mercy.
Why can't Ken take callers if somebody uses profanity? He just mutes them.
Because he'd end up muting everybody.
No, he wouldn't. I haven't used
profanity. Oh, everybody calls in that calls in here, their conversations always go ungodly. Kent calls in and talks about pedophiles and penis, because that's how they say it in Canada.
So, but
everybody that calls in has a nasty agenda. So don't even attempt this, okay?
I am attempting it right now.
True.
I haven't cursed. I haven't said a curse word. I'm
not
trying. I'm not going to, because it's Ken. Listen, this is as low as Ken shows ever gotten, in my opinion. So I'm trying to help him. I'm not trying to
make it
worse.
This is DC, right?
Oh Lord.
No, I'm just asking. This is DC, right?
Tony. I'm gonna quote
there's
your boyfriend.
DC.
Because normally, DC,
you're right. You do come on and you do talk right, and you always are godly. But at some point, you're gonna ask Ken if he's either jacking off or something along those lines. Never fails. You always do.
Okay.
This is your MO. I mean, everybody does it. So why can you say that one person shouldn't?
Wait a minute.
When everybody's doing what they want.
Tony, listen to me. Your boyfriend, he's the one that always preaches the past is the past. When was the last time I did that? I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay. But you also know that it's his show, and he's going to tell you all what you want to hear, and he's still going to do what he wants. So.
You're right about that. He does do what he wants.
Isn't that why I stepped out of this show? Because y'all wanted to do – this is what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted him to take callers, and y'all wanted him to do what he wanted, and you didn't want me involved because I wanted a godly show. Well, now that the monsters have taken over, now you want a godly show again. Well, you can't have it both ways.
All you have to do is mute profanity. I don't understand why that's such a hard thing to do.
Okay, well, let's not discuss profanity. Let's not discuss pedophiles. Let's not discuss, you know, all the things that don't need to be discussed on a godly show. Let's strictly discuss the Bible and godly things.
That is fine. I'm fine with that.
Exactly. Okay, so then let's just say the next person that discusses something non-godly will hit the button and mute them. I will sit here and help Kenny do exactly what y'all are asking, to mute anybody that does not have a godly discussion. How's that?
You do what you got to do, man. You got to.
All right, I'll help you make it a godly program. Okay, I'm going to sit right here, and y'all continue on your conversation. Kenny, you continue on with your show, honey. Preach, preach, and preach, and do what you got to do. Go ahead.
Kenny, just put me on mute and do your show, brother. Talk about the Lord.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, amen. Okay. Well, anyway, okay, with that being said, okay, let's get into the prophetic message for today.
Amen.
The Father says today, let go of mistaken ideas of what is not possible in your life. You are not too old. You are not too young. Your age is merely the frame of reference in the timeline of your life that identifies the moment you can invite me to bring about the transformation you seek. Stop looking outward things as the delimiters of your success or failure. It's not what goes into a man that defiles a man, but what originates in the heart that influences what happens next. Are you cowering in dread? Then that dread on the inside of you is working like a corrosive to dissolve all hope and all of things getting better. It is time this day to salt the dream of fear on the inside of you with my word and my promise till it is completely dissolved. Are you anticipating downturn and disappointment? Are you where your attention takes you? Set your affections on things above where I dispense from my throne all the necessary power to undo the strategy of hell against you and redefine your life according to the promises of my word.
It's all about cooperation, says the Father. What you allow to be in your heart in abundance will have no choice but to cooperate and yield to you. If fear and worry have been so long with you that they actually influence the makeup of your personality, then that constitutes a stronghold that will hold you like a vice until you choose to do what is necessary to break free. Believe the good report. Accept the favor that I have accorded you. I am not denying you. I'm not saying no. I'm not sitting on my throne, aloof or uninterested in what's taking place in your life. You're going to have to decide whether to stand with the counsels of the uniformed and illuminated that have taught you such drivel, or you're going to have to accept the clear and plain promise of my word, that I came to you that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I came to you that you might have abundant life. And guess what? I'm still coming. I am coming in power, and I am coming in majesty, and I will show up, and I will wherever faith is found. I'm only looking for one thing, said the Father. I'm looking and coming to find faith in the earth and in your heart, that I might bring about the mountain-moving consequences of total blessing and favor that you have longed for. But you must draw yourself away from me.
Oh, okay. Amen. Okay. And this goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, okay, we got some more callers here, 111. Let's take them and see what they got to say. Hi. Bye. 111. Okay. Well, that was fun. Let's play a song, okay? And then we're going to take this out. But before I do, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio, okay? And I hope to see you all there. So God bless you. Have a great night, okay? And here we go with a song.
And y'all wash your hands because the coronavirus is out there.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless everybody. Have a blessed night. Okay, see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.